Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 40 and verse 17, which says this, "As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." It's just one verse today, and this comes from Psalm 40, which is a psalm of deliverance. And it ends with this final verse. And I have to give credit where it's due. I got this germ of an idea from a devotional I was reading to that says, we must remember who I am and who you are. Verse 17 says, I am poor and needy. But it says, you are my deliverer and my help. It also says, the Lord takes thought for me. This is a good verse to remember. What do we bring to our relationship with the Lord? Well, not much. We are poor and needy. We are sinners in desperate need of a Savior, in desperate need of grace, both before and after our salvation and entering into a relationship with the Lord. I knew someone who carried, well into their adulthood, a very low view of themselves, and they blamed this partially on growing up in the church. And the church telling us that we are sinners, that we are, our righteousness is as filthy rags, that we don't have worth. And so they carry this very low opinion of themselves. The problem is they only got part of the story. The second half of the story is the good news, that there is a God, that there is a Savior, who is our help, who is our deliverer. We may be poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for us. This is picked up all over Scripture. And another verse I think of is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, his handiwork, his masterpiece, some would say, created in Christ Jesus for good works that he prepared in advance for us that we should walk in them. It's a reminder that God has created us and God doesn't make junk. He's created us for a purpose, to walk in relationship with him and to carry out the things that he has prepared for us to do. God is our help. God is our deliverer. He has given thought for us. And in response to that, we have lives of worth and meaning and purpose to live out. But not because of something that we bring to the table, but because of our great Savior. Every moment of every day, we want to remember who I am, but also who he is. So Lord, we thank you for your word that reminds us that you are the one who has thought for the lowly. Thank you that you offer us salvation and a relationship with you. You call us your sons and your daughters. And that means that we have value, that we can have self-worth, that we can have purpose and a hope and a future because of the kind of God that you are. And Lord, may we in turn show love and grace to those around us. Well, they don't deserve it. Well, they treat me this kind of way. Well, we were God's enemies and he died for us. So we too can lay down our lives for those around us. Help us to live out this beautiful truth in your power and for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.